This is Kelly Hazen with an audition for the Cemetery Club. Jasper's eyes swung toward the steps behind us, just as a voice I had hoped never to hear again said, "I don't think you'll have to worry about that, son." Ray Drake jumped down the cellar steps. He wore a smirk and carried a gun that pointed directly at us. His partner was at his heels. He too held a gun. My mother took two steps toward him, then put her arm around me. "Hammer?" she whispered. So this was the second man, Ben's nephew, or something more than a nephew. The man's dark good looks, the arched nose and chiseled face certainly reminded me of Ben. For a few seconds, I felt as I had when I was 10 years old and fell out of an apple tree flat on my back. My lungs seemed empty, and I could not breathe. How long had they been standing outside the cellar? Had they heard Jasper talking about the gold? Hammer's next statement answered that question. "Just imagine finding you and Uncle Ben's gold all in the same day. So that's where it is, back there." He jerked his head toward the tunnel. "And to think I've seen this cellar all my life and didn't know. I've hunted all over these hills, killed 3 stubborn people, and all along it was right under my nose. My, my. Lady Luck is certainly smiling on me." Mom's voice was deadly calm as she faced Hammer Ventress. "You murdered him. You murdered Ben. A man who always treated you fairly, had always been good to you. Then you murdered that antiques dealer in Oklahoma City. And Sky, poor little Sky, your own cousin. How could you do such cowardly evil things?" Hammer's eyes became black slits. "Cowardly? Evil? That depends on your line of thought. My thinking is that nobody ever wanted my mother or me. The Ventress family never let us forget that we owed them for the very food we ate. I'm gonna take what I should have had in the first place. You see, Miss Flora, I knew that good old Ben had a soft spot just for you. He wouldn't tell me where the gold was, no matter what I threatened. Stubborn old man, but I figured he must have told you. I've been back in Ventress County for quite a while. You didn't know that I was anywhere near, did you?" "You're right," Mom said. "I didn't know you were back in Ventress County. Last I heard, you were up north. I can't say much for the sort of friends you made there." She motioned in Drake's direction. Ray Drake growled and started toward my mother. Before I could move, Jasper jumped in front of him. "Don't you hurt her," he yelled. "She's a good woman."
"Oh, get out of my way, kid," Drake muttered. "I heard what you said about the gold. So it's back in that tunnel there, is it?"
Jasper's face wore the petulant scowl of a child.
"It ain't your gold. It's Mr. Ben's. You're not gonna get your hands on it."
Drake laughed.
"And who's gonna stop me?"
"I am," I said. Not that I felt courageous. I just wanted to divert Drake's attention from Jasper, who seemed to have no concept of guns and danger. My ruse worked, probably all too well. Ray Drake turned that deadly-looking barrel toward my midsection. Grinning, he sneered,
"Come on, then, if you're feeling brave."
I swallowed. At the moment, brave was not an accurate description of the way I felt. While Drake's and Hammer's attention was on me, Jasper edged toward the back wall and the open doorway. Crossing my fingers, I hoped he could escape down that tunnel and bring help. But as he jumped through the opening, fruit jars fell and shattered.
The two gunmen pivoted in his direction. Drake leveled a shot at Jasper, who disappeared in the darkness of the tunnel.
"Come back here, you dumb!" Drake yelled.
I felt frozen until I heard the sound of Jasper's feet growing fainter as he ran. Drake's shot had missed, and I could breathe again. Hammer turned back to his partner.
"Stay here and watch these two. I'm going after that stupid kid."
He grinned, and I felt goosebumps rise on my arms.
"After I finish with him, I'll come back and take care of these two."
Drake's eyes turned toward Hammer.
"Hey, stay away from that gold until we can count it out together," he yelled.
Sometimes desperation spurs even the weakest creature to act irrationally. In the 3 seconds, Drake's attention was on his partner, and with no doubt about it what Hammer had in mind, I felt along the shelf behind me for a possible weapon. My probing fingers touched the cool, smooth sides of a heavy jar that Ben's wife probably canned years ago. Grasping the full jar, I swung my arm around and hurled the missile at Drake's head. It missed. The jar smacked Drake's hand and exploded. His gun flew across the cellar and slid along the floor toward me. I did not think. I reacted. Adrenaline surged through me, and I lunged for the gun. Grabbing the weapon, I pointed it toward the man who had caused my mother and me such anguish. The exploding jar had sprayed its contents all over Drake's face. He wiped peaches out of his eyes and glared at me.
"That wasn't too smart. You know you're not gonna shoot me," he muttered.
Fury gripped me such as I had never known. The cellar receded, and all I could see was Drake's obnoxious grin, daring me to shoot.
"Just watch me," I said.
Mom's voice penetrated the haze. "Darcy," she shouted, "don't shoot. He's not worth it." Drake sneered.
"Sure, go ahead. You know you don't have the nerve."
He started toward me. I knew he would jump and grab the gun. Pointing the barrel in Drake's direction, I closed my eyes and squeezed the trigger. The gunshot in that confined space sounded like a cannon. The bullet hit the wall behind Drake, zinged across the room, and clinked into a shelf beside me. I hadn't considered a ricochet. For the space of half a dozen heartbeats, the three of us stood motionless. Then a big, black-looking blob appeared and spread across Drake's trouser leg, just above his knee. Staring at it, then at me, he croaked,
"You shot me!"